they say I've done. Well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. has its first medal of the Olympics. Cassidy Cook and Sarah Bacon won silver in the 3-meter springboard synchronized diving competition. First Lady Jill Biden's led the U.S. delegation to Paris during an event at the home of the U.S. ambassador to France. Today, the First Lady said,
"Last night was just, it was spectacular. The rain did not dampen our spirits."
Referring to the opening ceremony, but travel in France still affected by coordinated arson attacks Friday on high-speed rail lines. The Israeli military has ordered the evacuation of a part of Gaza designated a humanitarian zone, saying it's planning an operation in the area against Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met Friday with former President Trump in Florida one day after he met with President Biden. And crews in Northern California still fighting the Cook Fire, more than 300,000 acres in size. This is ABC News. One of the co-founders of the notorious Sinaloa drug cartel is in U.S. custody. Ismael Zambada arrested Friday along with the son of the notorious drug lord known as El Chapo. ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has details.
According to sources familiar with the investigation, Zambada was lured on a trip he thought was to inspect airfields in northern Mexico. But it turned out to be a flight to an airstrip inside the U.S. near El Paso. Agents of Homeland Security Investigations and the FBI were there to arrest him when he landed. We've learned that El Chapo's son was secretly flown to Chicago. His status unclear.
Zambada appeared in court Friday and pleaded not guilty. Two former FBI officials settled their lawsuits with the Justice Department, claiming it violated their privacy rights by leaking text messages they sent one another disparaging former President Trump. Peter Strzok settled for $1.2 million. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Meteorologist Nick Grunseth calling for mostly sunny skies, though it will appear hazy due to high-level wildfire smoke from the Pacific Northwest. Humid today, a high of 86. For tonight, partly cloudy and humid, maybe some showers after midnight, 64. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy and muggy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms scattered throughout our area, high of 82. Partly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms Sunday night, 66. Monday, partly to mostly cloudy, muggy, 85. It's local music.
Local music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Azeka, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between, it's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
The downtown view, but she's seen enough. She's making plans to get away down a two-lane road to a quiet place, a dot on the map. Her suitcase is packed. She's heard about a town in West Virginia. She loved the name, but she's never been there. She's on the road to romance. In her heart she knows it's time to take a chance. She's headed south, Highway 85, as fast as that Mustang will drive. With hope, a prayer, and a plan, she's on the road to romance. With the radio playing, she drives all night. Just before the West Virginia line, she pulls off the road. She walks into a small cafe, sits down at the counter to take a break. A suitcase in his hand, he asks, "Is the seat taken, ma'am?" "My car broke down, I was headed to a place in West Virginia. I love the name, but I've never been." Take a chance. They're headed south, Highway 85, as fast as that Mustang will drive. With hope, a prayer, and a plan, they're on the road to romance. They're on the road to romance. They're on the road to romance.
I know there are quite a few states in our great union that have towns or cities named Romance, including Wisconsin. Yeah, if you know where Romance, Wisconsin is, we should be friends. 708-65. Hey, Marianne, thanks for joining us.
If your mind's as cluttered as your kitchen sink, if your heart's as empty as your diesel tank, if all your white t-shirts have stains, if you've got some guts and got some ink, well then... we should be friends. If you borrow dresses like you borrow time, if you dream all day and drink all night, if you're looking for love but willing to fight over men and mamas and Miller Lite, well then we should be friends. Friends. Come on. what you get with him.
That's Miranda Lambert, We Should Be Friends. Well, a few moments ago, we said a great big good morning and thank you for joining us to Marianne. We'd like to say hello to Annette, Zoggy, Corey, Lauren, and Jeff. They've all either reached out via Facebook or phone.
Weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Well, it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. White t-shirt, she was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget, no, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget, something like that.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Step when he stepped down on the floor. It's a big old bed. Straight dog gets a porch. Every dog has its day dog, but the day dog just ain't yours. It's day dog when a big dog throws him a bone. One moment in the sunshine when your ducks line up in a row. Yeah, a lucky dog gets a big old bed. Stray dog gets a porch. Every dog has its day dog, but the day dog just ain't yours. Every dog has its day dog, but the day dog just ain't yours.
Twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
She said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. Cowboy in this place, and if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now, but there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay. As I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling up came a pool with a couple of redneck boys. One great big fat biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes you can. As good as I once was. That's just the cold hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call you.
as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Looking for a great retirement job? The House on the Rock Resort Golf Course in Spring Green has groundkeeping positions available. Good driving record required. Choose from 5 shifts a week or part-time work. Enjoy on-the-job training. Some positions are year-round, while most are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Shop local and save big this July with the Red, White, and Refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with 5 generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights only $20.99 and mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
The Olympics are officially underway.
It was on this date in 1993 that NBC Television was awarded coverage of the 1996 Olympics for a staggering, at the time, $456 million. In 1940, Bugs Bunny, Warner Brothers cartoon character created by Tex Avery, debuted in Wild Hair. In 1961, the Tokens recorded the song The Lion Sleeps Tonight in New York City. Tina Turner filed for divorce from Ike Turner on this date in 1976. And in 2003, comedian Bob Hope died of pneumonia in California. He was 100. Yahoo Sirius, an Australian comedian, was born in 1953. John Plachette from Nat's Landing, 82. Betty Thomas, Hill Street Blues, actor and director, 77. Maureen McGovern, 75. And Maya Rudolph is 52.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is CBS.
For today's Rabbit Ears memory, we travel back in time for the September 1993 debut of an American television sitcom that ran on NBC for 11 seasons. It starred Kelsey Grammer in a role that he reprised from his time on Cheers as Frasier Crane. Today's Rabbit Ears memory is Frasier.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do? Frasier has left the building.
want to what? Tell you what I want to do. I want to move on down past the 7:30 mark and bring you birthdays and anniversaries for your Saturday. Alicia Elliott agrees. Hey, if you missed the birthday or anniversary here on the radio, or just want to go back and revisit it, you can always join our Facebook site. Head to the WRCO Radio Facebook page for birthdays and anniversaries daily.
We need more people in Washington, D.C. who are willing to find middle ground with both parties to get things done for workers and families. I'm Katrina Shankland, and that's why I'm running to represent you in Congress. As a state representative, I passed 225 bipartisan laws and got them signed by both Republican and Democratic governors. These were bills to make healthcare more affordable, lower prescription drug costs, and strengthen clean water laws and protect communities from cancer-causing chemicals. That's the kind of experience I'll bring to Washington to start making a difference right away. Because we need to expand abortion rights, grow our economy, and protect our democracy from extremists like radical Derek Van Orden. I'm the only Democrat running in Wisconsin's 3rd District who's ever held public office and passed bills to deliver results. I'm Katrina Shankland, and I approve this message because I'll work with anyone to get things done for you. Paid for by Katrina Shankland for Congress.
Looking for unique and affordable treasure hunt? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Discovered sewing patterns for just 25 cents, vinyl records for a dollar, CDs, VHS tapes, DVDs, craft supplies, wedding decorations, books, magazines, and more. Got a recent grad heading off to college? We've got everything you need, except furniture, to furnish that dorm or first apartment. Come and shop where your dollars go further and also help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4. See you there.
Good morning. It's time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries for your Saturday, brought to you each and every day by the great folks at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Today is Saturday, July 27th, 2024, and our list of celebrants include a very happy birthday wish to Lou Ann Walton, that from your favorite aunt and uncle. Happy birthday to Shelly Drake from Grandma Smith. Happy 15th birthday to our goddaughter, Madeline Kratzenberg. Maddie, have a great day from Adam and Carlene. Here's a birthday wish today going out to Lou Ann Walton, to a very special sister with love from Ed and Dixie. May you have many more. And here's a birthday wish as well to Lou Ann Walton, to the best friend a girl could have, from your friend Brenda. Happy 84th birthday wishes to Don Wanless from your wife, I love you so much, Aline. Happy birthday to my wife, Julie Pine, with love from Rick. Julie Pine is celebrating today. That note from Old Bag 18101. Don Wanless, hope you have a great day, from Scott and Sally. Happy birthday wishes to Jeff Felton up in Maple, Wisconsin. Hopefully Jeff is joining us via the web today. Have a great day and do something fun, with love from Mom. Here's a birthday going out to Don Wanless, our dad, from Rob and Linda. We love you. Happy birthday to Don Wanless from Rich, Lisa, and Kayla. Great-grandpa Don is celebrating, known as the Oliver Tractor Guy, with love from Amber, Dustin, Warren, and Oliver. Happy birthday wishes to Don Wanless from Hayden and Becca. We love you like crazy, Grandpa, and hope you're ready for cake and ice cream. Happy birthday. Here's an anniversary wish for Jim and Emily Hansel. Congratulations from Jay and Linda. Also going out to Jim and Emily Hansel from Mick Memorial Park Board. Have a great anniversary. Don Wanless, your friends at the Town and Country Presbyterian Church would like to wish you a very happy birthday. Carlisle Peckham makes the Park Street Christian Church list today. Here's an anniversary from the Five Points Lutheran Church list for Doug and Jane Piotrowski. Happy birthday wishes to Jeanette Stibbe from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Julie Aldrich, Luann Walton, and Madeline Kratzenberg make the Little Willow Birthday Club. From the Richland Primary School, Bexley Peterson, happy birthday. Edward Morton, hope you have a great day from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Rachel McGlynn, Jean McManaway, Carlisle Peckham, Luann Walton all celebrating, and they made the Bloom City Town Crier list. Here's a birthday wish for Jean McManaway from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Jessica Blankenship, Lexi Ann Baumkamp, Mona Hatch, Max Krieger, Raina Miles, Paul Nelson, and Pat Slapak all celebrating birthdays. And we have an anniversary for Jason and Kristen Campbell from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Carlisle Peckham, Luann Walton, and an anniversary for Doug and Stacy Martinick. And if you are celebrating in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone at WRCO-FM.
When you left, I wouldn't let you haunt my mind. I'd be strong, I'd carry on and leave the past behind. I'd just forget we ever met and find somebody new. And now I want you to know I'm almost over you. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Your memory never even gets to me. Except when I'm awake and when I'm sleeping, girl, you never even cross my mind. Except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in Y. Now I'll admit you're hard to quit. I've been going through a bad withdrawal. I'm gonna stand my ground, and I ain't gonna let your memory get me down. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake and when I'm sleeping. Girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, days that end in Y. When you walked out, I was just about to break down and beg you not to go. But if you wanna come home, it's only fair that you should know. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I kiss somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake.
That's a great memory from Clay Walker. And with a day that ended on a Y today, we did birthdays and anniversaries at 7:30. Of course, if you missed them, you can always head over to our Facebook page and listen to them daily.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio. Or visit facebook.com/WRCOAMFM. It's just that easy to connect with us from facebook.com and WRCOFM.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Get ready, Mineral Point Monster Truck fans, for a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. The Iowa County Fairgrounds will explode with big blown monster trucks flying 30 feet in the air, just like you see in TV. Plus a spectacular jet meltdown show and freestyle motocross doing big, sick tricks. The kids are gonna love this. Plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets get a free pit party pass to meet the drivers. And now get tickets in advance at monstertrucktour.com with no service charges or fees. Get your advance tickets only at www.monsterxtour.com. Come early and ride in a real monster truck, the Monster X Tour, for a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. Advance tickets at monsterxtour.com. Iowa County Fairgrounds will never be the same again.
Our meteorologist Nick Grunseth calling for mostly sunny conditions today. It is going to appear hazy due to high-level wildfire smoke, largely from the Pacific Northwest. Humidity moves back in, a high of 86. For tonight, partly cloudy and humid. After midnight, a slight chance of showers, 64. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy and muggy, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms scattered throughout our area, a high of 82. 66 Sunday night, partly cloudy, humid, maybe some showers and thunderstorms. And Monday, partly to mostly cloudy and muggy, showers and thunderstorms possible again, with a high of 85.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture and Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, it's 7:45, time for a news update, brought to you by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. We're at 66 degrees. Caitlin O'Connell has your news next.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Saturday, July 27th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. A former dairy owner in Richland Center has died. Jim Patch, 84, of Richland Center, died Tuesday following a brief illness. After living in various states following his military career in the Army,
Jim and his wife, Doreen, moved their family back to Richland Center in 1982 to manage and eventually purchase Elm Grove Dairy with his business partners. Jim served as president of Elm Grove Dairy until it was sold in 1998. Following the untimely death of Doreen, Jim found love again and married Sue Lida Patch in 1999. A funeral mass will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Governor Evers has announced his appointment of Lucas Steiner to the Crawford County Circuit Court. The appointment fills a vacancy created by Judge Lynn M. Ryder's retirement. He will complete a term ending July 31st of 2025. Steiner has served as the Crawford County District Attorney since January of 2020. As the only prosecutor in office, he has a breadth of experience prosecuting cases ranging from traffic violations to violent crimes. Prior to serving as District Attorney, he primarily practiced criminal defense and family law. Steiner grew up in southwestern Wisconsin, is a graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh and Marquette University Law School. He lives in Prairie du Chien. Governor Evers has also announced that he is seeking applicants for the Crawford County District Attorney. The appointment will fill the vacancy created by Lucas Steiner's appointment to the Crawford County Circuit Court. The new District Attorney will serve for the remainder of the unexpired term that ends January of 2025. To apply, email a completed application form and supporting materials to govdaapp@wisconsin.gov. Applications must be received by 5 o'clock Monday evening, August 12th. The application is available on the Apply to Serve page of Governor Evers' website at evers.wi.gov. Military scientists have identified the remains of a Wisconsin airman who died during World War II when his aircraft was shot down over Germany during a bombing mission. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency said Thursday that U.S. Army Air Force Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bode's remains were identified using anthropological analysis and mitochondrial DNA. Bode was a 20-year-old tail gunner from Racine, aboard a B-24H Liberator when it was shot down over Kassel, Germany, on September 27th of 1944, after completing a bombing run. Several crew members who bailed out of the crippled bomber said they did not see Bode escape before it crashed. Bode's remains will be buried in Racine on September 27th. Drowning deaths number in the thousands each year, Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Experts say most drowning incidents are preventable with effective policies, education, and community action.
The biggest thing we want to make people aware of is that drowning doesn't look like you think it does. It doesn't look like what we see on television or in the movies or even on the cartoons. It's really a silent action.
That's Michael Fraley with the Oneida County Public Safety Dive Team. He said if you suspect someone is drowning, you have about 20 to 60 seconds before that person is going to be underwater.
The most important thing is to not become a victim yourself. It can be a really dangerous situation to put yourself in.
Madison Weber is a medevac EMT with Aspirus. She said calling 911 right away, throwing the person a flotation device, and keeping an eye on where they are will help emergency responders.
Despite a decrease in sales, Harley-Davidson outperformed expectations in the past 3 months. The company, heading into their anniversary weekend, reports a 12% increase in revenue and a 23% rise in profit. The company's focus has been on selling the more expensive touring motorcycles. Harley-Davidson's statement says they do anticipate lower revenue this year due to challenging market conditions. And some Dane County residents have been waiting days to get their mail. People in Mays O'Maney told WKOW they've been having problems for a week. A photo being shared online shows a ton of mail sitting in bins outside the post office unattended. The village administrator told the station they believe this is all because of a staffing shortage. Some residents are more concerned about getting medications on time. One of America's oldest nonprofit healthcare providers still struggles with growing its brand. Kendra Davenport is the president of Easter Seals. She says too few people understand exactly what the organization does.
61 million Americans identify as being disabled. That's a quarter of the American population. More people need to understand just how many people are disabled so that we can ensure that our world becomes more inclusive, more equitable, and more accessible.
Easter Seals serves 1.5 million Americans with disabilities.
We provide essential services and on-the-ground supports to millions of individuals and their families every year, from early childhood to the critical first 5 years, autism services, transportation, medical rehab, and employment programs that target and assist veterans as well as senior citizens.
Easter Seals was founded more than 100 years ago and has become the largest nonprofit healthcare agency in the country. Wisconsin officials say the invasive emerald ash borer has now spread to every county in the state. The State Department of Natural Resources announced Friday that tests confirmed the beetle was present in trees in Burnett County, the lone holdout. The emerald ash borer was first discovered in Wisconsin in 2008 in Ozaukee County. Emerald ash borer larvae bore into the ash trees, killing them. The DNR expects that the beetle will eventually kill more than 99% of Wisconsin's white, black, and green ash trees. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Saturday, July 27th. Eloise Skip Miller, 93 of Richland Center, died July 17th at Pine Valley Community Village. Services will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 9 until the time of the service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or a charity of your choice. For Eloise Skip Miller, 93 of Richland Center. Donald G. Powell, 77 of Sandusky, died on Sunday at home after a long battle with cancer. A funeral mass will be held today at 1 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church today from 11 until the time of the service at 1. A memorial fund has been established. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Donald G. Powell, 77 of Sandusky. James Cannon, 58 of Laramie, Wyoming, died suddenly on June 3rd while at work. There will be a celebration of life at 10 o'clock on Sunday at the Rock Laramie Church in Wyoming. A reception will follow at the church. For James Cannon, 58 of Laramie, Wyoming. William S. Bill McCorkle, 86 of Richland Center, died July 19th at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday from 1 till 4 at the Phoenix Center and Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Richland Center Fire Department. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For William S. Bill McCorkle, 86 of Richland Center. Shirley Angela Lewis, 86 of Madison and formerly of Muscadet, died Monday at home. A funeral service will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Aspie Church in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Blue River Valley Church Cemetery. Friends may call the Aspie Church on Monday from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation in memory of Stephen and Susan Lewis. Gunderson Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family of Shirley Angela Lewis, 86 of Madison and formerly of Muscadet. Marcia L. Marty, 57 of Madison, formerly of Spring Green, died Tuesday at SSM Health St. Mary's Care Center following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held on Wednesday at 11:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church from 4 until 6 on Tuesday, and again on Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of the mass at 11:30. The family requests that, in lieu of flowers, memorials be made to a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family. Of Marcia L. Marty, 57 of Madison and formerly of Spring Green. James F. Jim Patch, 84 of Richland Center, died Tuesday following a brief illness at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial immediately following in the Fancy Creek Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center on Wednesday from 5 until 8. Friends may also call at the church on Thursday from 10 until the service at 11 o'clock. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials to either Passages or Grace, both in Richland Center. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. Of James F. Jim Patch, 84 of Richland Center.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
WRCO Radio will again be hosting a Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Radio Auction Monday through Friday, July 29th through August 2nd. Listen and watch for more details on WRCO and on our social media sites about the items that will be for sale and the schedule. All proceeds go to Grace. This year's Walk with Grace will be held Friday night, August 9th. This is Phil Nee, and on behalf of our WRCO staff and the Grace volunteers, we invite you to be a part of the radio auction between 10 and noon starting Monday, July 29th on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Park Fire burning in Northern California